at wjffradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. How's it going? It's Mark. It's Sunday. It's 11 p.m. And that means it's time for another episode of the Ambient Barn. On tonight's episode, we are traveling down the rain-slicked streets of some cyberpunk metropolis. A neon sun sets in the distance, and inside your mirrored aviators, the world is reflected.
I'm recording this because this could be the last thing I'll ever say. The city I once knew as home is teetering on the edge of radioactive oblivion. A 300,000 degree baptism by nuclear fire. I'm not sorry. We had it coming. A surge of white hot atonement will be our wake-up call. Hope for our future is now a stillborn dream. The bombs begin to fall and I'm rushing to meet my love. Please remember me. There is no more.
I feel alive. and fire breathers. We were the quiet sunrise leavers. You were a good girl. What could I do? I was a lost boy when I met you. Hold me till I'm not lonely anymore. It's only the crashing of the ocean to the shore. 'Cause in the dark, in the dark, there were no strangers, there were no strangers at all.
I was a lost boy
when I met you.
That was Electric Youth with Runaway from the album Inner World, which is one of my favorites of this genre. Before that was The Midnight with Lost Boy from the album Kids, and kicking it all off was Gunship with Tech Noir. So what is tonight's genre? Tonight we're listening to synthwave, which is a retro-inspired genre of electronic music drawn from 80s genre films and video games. I would say it's relatively new as a genre of music, maybe going back 10, 15 years at most. One of the first mainstream breakthroughs for the genre came with the soundtrack to the 2011 film Drive. And for those of you who listen to this show, you know that sometimes I like to play extra tracks from the artists I love. So I'm going to play another Electric Youth song right now, which is from the soundtrack to Drive. This is A Real Hero.
The year was 1986. He was a teenager like any other, dreaming of his heroes and in love with a girl. But on a thunderous night along a ragged coast, a mysterious red car came to him, its power lighting his eyes blood red. In a flash, all was lost in the hellfire of twisted metal. When our hero emerged from the burning wreckage, he and the car had become one, their souls spliced forever, leaving him to wander the night alone, invisible to everyone but her. We'll be right back.
keep this moving. Yeah, let's start it on three. Turn up the temperature to 90 degrees. I'll make my stands. You take your chances on me.
Track is hella fun. We will be right back.
Bradley Cooper, welcome to Fresh Air.
Tina Fey, welcome back.
Brian Cranston, welcome.
Sarah Silverman,
Karl Rove,
Hillary Clinton,
Stephen Sondheim,
Robert Redford,
Lena Dunham, welcome to
Fresh Air. Welcome to Fresh Air.
Listen to Fresh Air Monday through Thursday at 2 on Radio Catskill. Public media's federal funding is once again at stake, and so is the viability of hundreds of stations like ours that provide news and information to local communities in red states and blue all across America. That means we need all the people who count on us to give as generously as you can, perhaps more than ever before. Donate now at WJFFradio.org during our spring fund drive. And thank you for your enduring support.
All right, so earlier I mentioned that Drive, the Nicholas Winding Refn film from 2011, was one of the main cultural touch points of synthwave. There's another one, which happened a few years later. What is it, you may ask? You're going to have to wait. We're going to answer that a little bit later in the episode. But for now, here is Com Trues with VHS Sex.
VHS 6. Thank you.
Man, that was quite a block of music. Within that block of music, there was a band called Laserhawk, another one called Future Cop, another one called Miami Nights 1984. I mean, what? Those names are amazing. Synthwave definitely gets like A pluses across the board with their names. Band names are just freaking awesome. And which song belongs to which band, it almost doesn't even matter. Synthwave is kind of interchangeable. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, it all sounds like it comes from one place. It's a vibe, and one that I could live in for quite a while. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Come back.
Stranger Things. That's the answer. That's the second major cultural touch point for synthwave.
Support comes from the Homestead School, Montessori education, preschool through early college with campuses in Glens Bay and Hurleyville. Building the intelligence, creativity, connection, and skills for an ecological future since 1978. Homesteadschool.com. From the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from listener donations at wjffradio.org.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, our guest is poet, author, and meditator Diego Perez, better known as Young Pueblo. He's known for his advice on personal development and healthy relationships. He'll talk to Forrest Hansen about his new book, How to Love Better. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, Sunday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.